Number one is Parshas Bamidbar. Number two, today is Yom Yerushalayim. Today is the anniversary of the day when Yerushalayim, 1967, Klal Yisrael was given a gift, a matana, from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It came at great sacrifice. Many people lost their lives. Many families lost loved ones. And through their sacrifice and through the Siyat Deshmaya and the Tfilos of Klal Yisrael, we were given an incredible gift, the gift of Yerushalayim. I will discuss that in a few moments. The Shabbos is also unique in that it is Erev Rosh Chodesh, which means that we read a special Haftorah. Vayoyim Yehoinason, Mochar Chodesh, a special Haftorah of Mochar Chodesh. The Shabbos is also the Ufruf of Matan Torah. If the Torah is given, being given to us on Friday, Friday is the Yom Tov of Shavuos Zman Matan Torah Seinu, and Chazal tell us that Matan Torah, in essence, is the marriage, is the chasina of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that the Shabbos before is the Ufruf of the Chasana. We say in the Haggadah, Ilu kervanu lifnei hars, Ilu nosan lanu es haShabbos, Velo kervanu lifnei har Sinai, Dayenu, al manemar, on the Shabbos. If Hashem would only have given us Shabbos, but not have brought us to har Sinai, Dayenu. There's something very special just about this particular Shabbos. And this Shabbos also, we should not forget, this is a bit more, maybe more controversial. I don't know if it is or it's not. I really am not following the news all that much anymore because I'm burnt out. But many, many shuls in this neighborhood are cautiously opening their doors. Not everyone. But the facts speak for themselves. The facts speak for themselves that many Bate Kinosios, the Bate Midrashos, for the first time in 9-10 weeks, are opening their doors cautiously with restrictions and very specific guidelines. Zeloy Poshut, this is something which is a very emotional and significant time. Many, many things are coming together in this one Shabbos. Let's review. Today is Yom Yerushalayim. Tomorrow is Chumash. It's a new Chumash. It's not just a Parsha. It's a new Haschola. It's a new beginning. Parshas Bamidbar. It's the Ufruf of Matan Torah. It's Mochar Chodesh. A Zman of Mochar Chodesh. And it's a new beginning in Klal Yisrael, where after a long absence, we're reunited with the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Mokom of Hashuas HaShechinah, the Mikdash Ma'at, for many, and even those that are unable to attend due to the requirements of their doctor and the experts in public health. The fact that shuls are beginning to open up, it's a haschola for everyone. Even the shuls that are not opening, that are cautious, which is correct. Obviously, the OU came out yesterday with a very strong statement that it's not in their opinion the correct thing to do. But we all know that Ayin Panim Torah, many, many kehilos are opening up. So obviously they have Rabbanim also. There are many Rabbanim. So obviously, Elu v'Elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. And it's a very special time. It's a very emotionally charged day. With all of these concepts, principles coming together, there's a lot to discuss. Let's talk a few things, one thing at a time. We always like to start with the parasha. The first, there's always something to learn from the first words of the parasha. And I think over here, these words really say a lot. The first words of the parasha, Bamidbar, We begin with counting people. And Rashi begins with some very powerful words. His words are, Mitoich chibosan lefanav. Due to the love. The word chiba is a very powerful word. Chaviv adam shenivra betzelem. Chaviva yisera shenaydasloi. It was made known to man shenivra betzelem. The word chiba is a very powerful word. There's no real way to translate the word chiba. Love. I don't know if the word love does the word chiba justice. Because of Hashem's intense love for Klal Yisrael, He counts them at every possible moment. He counted them. In the aftermath of the Chero Egel, He counted them. Leida minyan hanoisarim, the survivors. He counted them. Rabbi Yisai, you know, it's shocking that this, we have all three here this week. We're leaving Egypt. What is Mitzrayim? A boundary. This Shabbos, I mean, the facts, I'm not making this up. The facts speak for themselves. I've got a lot of emails from a lot of shuls. We're leaving, it's a tekufa of coming out of quarantine. Not for everyone. But even those who are not coming out, it's like they're sending out the oirev. The people who are going out are the oirev. They're the oirev. They are the yoina. Noach was confined in the teva, and he opened up the chaloin, and he sent out the oirev. He then sent the Yoina. Even the people who are not going out are very eager to hear a report of what happened. What's going on out there in the world? I don't think there's kimat, not one shul that was opened, at least officially, last week. I don't even think one shul in the whole Flatbush. I'm not talking about Bar Park, I'm talking about Flatbush. Not even one shul in the whole Flatbush that was legally opened. Maybe you'll find some surreptitious hidden minyanim, but the door was locked on the outside. I don't know what goes on. But this week, no, it's we're open for business. We're open for business. Not every shul, but many shuls. We're leaving our confinement. We're leaving Mitzrayim. I don't mean Mitzrayim Egypt, but Mitzrayim means a Mitzar. Min ha-meitzar korosi ko anoni va-merchav. Min ha-meitzar korosi ko ba-merchav anoni ko. We're leaving our boundaries. And Hashem has chavivus for Klal Yisrael when they leave their meitzar. The next part is sad. It's a very sad expression. After the Chedu Egel, Hashem counted them to know Leida Minyan Hanoisorim. Rabbi Sai, we're all survivors. This disease, this machala, this magefa, we know nothing about. Nothing. 250,000 people have lost their lives because of this. In America alone, over 90,000 people have lost their lives. Amongst Achenu B'nei Yisrael, we don't even know what the numbers are. Among Shomrei Torah Mitzvos, the numbers are enormous. Why him, not me? Why? What's the difference? What, he's heavier than me? He's aged? This thing has affected everyone. We are all survivors, Rabbi Yisai. And what it says here is, Hashem shows chavivos at a time when He wants to know Leida Minyan Hanoisorim. And the third expression of chavivos, Uchashabo, Lahashrois Shechinosoi Aleihem. The Mikdosh Me'at is the makom of the Hashrohas Hashchinah. We're not just leaving our homes. We're going somewhere. We're going into the Mokom Hashro HaSashchina. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Mashre. He shows the Chavivus of Klal Yisrael. Rashi here talks about three separate, isolated events of Chavivus. There was a Zman of Chavivus of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Where did they go? Nowhere. They went into a desert. There was Chavivus to get out, to leave the Meitzar. There was an isolated event. There was Rachman el son of Magefa. There were survivors. There was the Chavivus. Hashem to be Modia to know the survivors. And there was the Chavivus when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to be Mashra the Shechina in the Mikdash, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, to build the Mishkan, to be Mashra the Shechina to count them. Rabbeisai, we have this Shabbos, the Chut HaMishulash of Chavivus. People are actually leaving their homes. They're taking a risk. They're putting on a mask. And they're going out into places that they have not been present for a very long time. They're leaving the Meitzar. We're all survivors. And we're coming to a Mokoim of Hashroas Hashchina on Shabbos. This is a Zman of Chavivus. It's a Zman of Choviv Adam Shenivra B'Tselem. Chaviva Yisera Shenoidas Loi Shenivra B'Tselem. There's a triple Chavivus. V'Hachut HaMishulosh Loi B'Mehera Yinotek. It's an Ace Mesugal. It's a special time. It's a time to reflect, to absorb, to look back at the people who, Rachmana Litzlan, are not here. It's a time to be optimistic, to look forward, to be mispalel. There should not, chas v'shalom, be issues. They're not going out here. There should be more problems. That's not the goal. The goal is not that we should leave and we have to go back again or whatever it is. The goal is it should be good. It's an ace mesugal. It's a zman of intense chavivus for Klal Yisrael. It's a time to pay attention, to accept, reflect, absorb, be optimistic, to make plans, to go forward with rotzoin. Poseach es yodechu maspia l'chol chai rotzoin. To go forward with goodness, a kabbalah to do what is correct, and what is proper, and not chas v'sholom to slip back to things that in the past we were not proud of and we knew needed desperate improvement. Today, Rabbi Isai, is Yom Yerushalayim. How can we not talk about Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim ircha berachamim toshuv. After almost 2,000 years, where our hold in Yerushalayim was weak at best, and most of those years it was non-existent. Klal Yisrael didn't have no makom, had no, was subject to the goodwill of the host country, whether it was Rome, whether it was the Turks, whether it was the Crusaders, whether it was the British, v'chulu, the land of Eretz Yisrael was not, Yerushalayim was not in our possession. In 1967, Ribbono Shel Olam arranged that things should happen, bashkocha, that it should be back once again in our hands. It was fulfilled, what it says in the pasuk, Chumash Devarim, l'shichnoi sidrashu uvasa shama. Nowhere in Chumash, in Chamishi Chumash Torah, does it say the word Yerushalayim. We know we have the city of Shalem, and we have Har HaMoriah, Bahar Hashem Yeroeh, Yerushalayim Ir Shechubro Lo Yochad. We know that Yerushalayim is alluded to, the different cities and the different events, but would this Mokoyim be designated as the Mokoyim of the permanent Hashua Sashchina? Doesn't say that anywhere. These are Midrashim, these are things in hindsight. All the Pasuk says is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, is going to seek out a place, a Mokoyim in this world, where he will permanently rest his divine presence. And that place, it's not clear what it will be. Will it be Gilgal? Will it be Noiv? Givon? Will it be Ir David? Will it be Shiloh? L'shichnoi Sidrashu. Keep on searching. Keep on yearning. Desire. Be doyresh. Seek. Yearn. And if you'll yearn enough, eventually you will succeed. Uvosa shama. And come there. For generations, we had Beis HaMikdash, okay? But when we went into Golos, we went back into a matzav, we went back in history, we went back in time to a situation where we start all over again. With the Churban Bayesheni, we start all over again. L'shichnoi Sidrishu. It's not Biodeinu, it's not in our hands. L'shichnoi Sidrishu. And after almost 2,000 years, in 1967, today, Chof Ches Iyar, it was fulfilled. This is not a light thing. This is not a klein azach. This is dvarim ha'imdim berumay shalaylam. It was fulfilled on this day. Uvasa shama. It's a pasuk in the Torah. How many psukim in the Torah can you tell me, on this day, this pasuk was fulfilled? How many psukim can you show me like that? L'shichnoi Sidrashu v'l'Yerushalayim Yirucha Barachamim Toshav. You can say this every day. V'l'Yerushalayim Yirucha Barachamim Toshav. We say in the Birchas Hamazon, Uvinei Yerushalayim. We say these psukim and expressions every single day. But how often can you say it was a major achievement, a major blatant, open fulfillment of what it says in the Torah, a pasuk on a day in our lifetimes? It was achieved, uvasa shama. At least a token fulfillment. I know I'm not saying the Shekhinah, obviously, the Beis HaMikdash is not built, doesn't mean the full scope of Uvasa Shama. Mashiach is not here yet, almost. But you got to be blind not to acknowledge that there was a significant success, fulfillment of those words, Uvasa Shama. There's nothing in life that's more satisfying than achieving a goal, than achieving a mission. You set out, you have a mission, you have a goal, and you work hard, and you strive, and you overcome the obstacles to achieve that goal. There is nothing in life that is more satisfying than achievement of something, a goal, a mission from which you plan, and you yearn, and you put everything you have. How many people lost their lives for us over the last 2,000 years? And certainly the people in our own lifetimes who have lost their lives to achieve this result and to defend that it should remain in our hands. Today is a day to dwell upon the depth of Uvosa shama. You have arrived. The satisfaction of achieving, bringing into your life success in Ruchnius, in the Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not just a physical location. Yerushalayim, it represents as well in the mind concepts of Avraham Avinu, of the Akedah, Bahar Hashem Yeroheh, Ki Ato Yodati, Ki Yereelu Kimato. It represents Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem Chitzi Lechem Vayayin, integrity. Integrity in Michut. It's not just the Mokom Avada, the Mokom Yerushalayim HaKodesh we have over here, the Hashuas HaShchina. Everyone knows that when you daven in Yerushalayim, it's not the same like davening in Brooklyn. Poshet. But in addition, the concepts of integrity of Yerushalayim that are there, and the Musar of the day is, do it again and again. Set goals for Yirah Shemayim. Set goals for integrity. And repeat the cycle. L'shichnoi sidrishu uvosa shama. Be zoiche to merit your arrival, your success, your presence. There's nothing more satisfying in life than achievement of a goal that has been set and the difficulties and the obstacles that were thrown in your way have been overcome to reach this point. We should cherish this moment and we should give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shevach V'Hoidah for what He has done for us. The ability to come to this Mokom, the Mokom of the Hashuas HaShchina with the Ovois, our ancestors, every single one of our ancestors, every single day of their life, mentioned the desire that we should have the Vosa Shama. Our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our great-great-grandparents, great-great-great. I don't know how to count that high. But every single one of our ancestors yearned for this Vosa Shama. And we are zoiche to it. And it's not something you just, you push away. You have to be grateful to the Ribbono Shel Olam and grateful to the people, to the Medina, who enabled this success, to the Chayolim who gave up their lives, to the Chayolim who have given up their lives to preserve, to maintain, to guard. The debt of gratitude we owe them is beyond words. It's infinite. It's not something that can be measured. They have given us what our generations of generations, they are the tools that the Ribbono Shel Olam selected to achieve this. It is incumbent upon us to recognize this, to be educated in the MS, not to be disturbed, not to be confused by things that are just nonsense. Put aside all of these. Reflect just a little bit on the MS. And again, we can appreciate this today very, very much, more so than ever, because, like I mentioned before, the facts speak for themselves. I can show you the inbox that, even though it's a bit controversial, but many shuls are opening up. What have we been doing these last 8-9 weeks? When is this going to end already? L'shichna, who has not in these last 8-9 weeks had a sense, a token mashu shebemashu of what it means, l'shichnoi sidrishu. Let's get back to life. Let's go back to shul and resume life have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the way it was meant to be. And now, whether you're going back, whether you're not going back, but it's real, it's in the air. Uvasa Shama. Today, Erev Shabbos. Today, the shuls are opening up. Today, Mincha, Kabbalah Shabbos, on Yom Yerushalayim, on the day of Uvasa Shama. The vast majority of the shuls are opening up today. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, today. Either they've opened up this morning, they're opening up for Mincha. I think the Young Israel, they opened up today. That's not a Hashkocha Pradis. This is not Dvarim Nifloim. The Hashkocha Pradis, that the Ribbono Nis Shloilam is repeating, giving us a Dugma Shebid Dugma. Here, what's 8 weeks already? 8 weeks is nothing relative to 2,000 years. Zero. But yet we got a taste of what it means. L'shichnoi sidrishu. And today, for those who are going, and those who are not going, you're looking out the window to hear the report. Shamati shemacho. Like we learned in the Navi. Shamati shemacho. What happened? Because even those who are not going, this is just a segue for everyone to eventually go, return. It's a day of Uvas Hashem, it's the Hashkocha Pratis, that somehow, out of nowhere, this event happened. And if this can happen, Rabbi Yisai, a lot greater things can happen. The Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to us. You have a little token of a Sichno Siddushu Uvas Hashem. You have Yom Yerushalayim, which is a very great chunk of L'shichnoi Sidrushu Uvas Hashama. The day will come when you'll have the ultimate L'shichnoi Sidrushu Uvas Hashama in the full toikef, in the full power of the Melech HaMashiach and the Binyan Bayishlishi with the Hashua Sashchina, in a world that we can't even begin to imagine. If we can have dugmois of l'shichnoi sidrushu uvas Hashama today, and we can appreciate the miracle, isn't it possible for Hashem to bring the ultimate l'shichnoi sidrushu uvas Hashama? It certainly is. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of time and a matter of getting our act together. Achdus, unity, respect. Respect for one another, an understanding. Kashem she'en partzufeyem shavas kach ein de'oiseyem shavas. It's more about respect than it is unity. Unity is not always so good. Achdus, too much achdus is not good. What we really need is respect. Respect. There's a difference between achdus and respect. Achdus can be dangerous. People are different. People have to be different. But there has to be an acknowledgement, different segments of Klal Yisrael. Kein yihi ratzon. Let's discuss some other ideas. Let's discuss, talk about. Let's discuss the sugya of the Degolim. A fascinating parsha this week, where we learn about the Degolim. Each shevet, Rashi tells us, had their own degel. Rashi, the pasuk of Rashi is fascinating. Rashi in describing what exactly is a degel. Rashi says, Be'oisos, called Degel, every Degel, Yila Ois Mapa, Tzavua, every Degel will have an Os, a sign. What is a sign? It's a Mapa, Tzavua, Tluyabo, it is a cloth that is colored a unique color. Each shevet had their own color flag. And what was the color? It doesn't say that every shaved according, at least according to Rashi. Rashi learns that it was a very simple flag with just color. It does not say there were any letters. It does not mention a logo. It does not mention any artwork. This is Rashi's sheet. There are other Rishonim that disagree with Rashi. They elaborate, but Rashi says just that it was a color. What was the color of the flag? The color of the flag corresponded to the color of the stone of the shevet, of that shevet that was put in the inn on the choshen of the Kohen Gadol. On the choshen of the Kohen Gadol, there were 12 stones. Each stone was a different color. And thus, each shevet, when they made a flag to represent their camp, they colored their flag the same color as the stone on the choshen of the Kohen Gadol. This is Rashi's first pshat. Rashi continues, Dover Acher, another pshat. Be'oisois leves avoisam. What was the ois? Rashi here connects the word oisois to the base avoisam. Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu was about to die, and he told Yosef, Yosef, make sure you get me out of here. I don't want to be buried here. I don't want to be buried here because I don't want them to make me into an idol. I don't want Gilgal Atzamais. I don't want to have to roll when I Trias Amesim. And you're going to escort me to Eretz Yisrael, to the Maris Machpelah. And when you escort me, I want to tell you now how you're going to escort me. This Shevet, this child, shall be on this side. And this, I have 12 sons, and I'm telling you exactly where they should stand, the configuration of the entourage as they will ascend from Egypt to Eretz Yisrael. The oisois, I'll read you the words of Rachab oisois avosam, be'ois shemos lechem Yaakov avim, kishenosu'uhu mimitzrayim, shenemar, vayasu bonav loikein kasher tzivam. Yehuda v'yisachu zvulon yisu min ha-mizroch, v'ruvin v'shemim v'gam min ha-dorom, kid isa b'tan chum v'parasha zom. Okay, so we have over here two perushim in Rashi as to what two ideas relating to the Degel. One idea of the Degel is that the Degel, it represented the stones of the Kohen Gadol. And the other idea Rashi presents about the Degelim is it relates to Yaakov Avinu leaving Mitzrayim. So I want to suggest to you three different ideas, bringing these two concepts together. The Degelim Chazal tell us that the Masois in the desert, when Klal Yisrael, they traveled in the desert, they traveled 42 journeys. Chazal tell these 42 journeys are Maise Ovois Simin Labanim. We know that in Golos, 2,000 years of Golos, if you want to count even earlier before that, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, 2,000, 2,500, whatever we... There's going to be a very, very long span of time in history, in world history, where the Jewish people will travel in Golos. They'll travel first to Ashur, then they come back to Eretz Yisrael, and then they travel to Bavel, and really to Rome, and to Bavel. And we know they somehow find themselves in France and in Germany. And from there, they go to Poland, Spain, Poland, and Russia, Ukraine, all over the world. And here we are today in America. How we got here to Brooklyn beats me. But somehow in Golos, Klal Yisrael, we travel. We travel through time and place. The journeys of Klal Yisrael and Golos are all rooted in the Masois, in the Masois. And when Klal Yisrael traveled in the Masois in the 40 years in the desert, whatever happened there is a parallel for our Golos. There were 42 journeys, but they traveled with the Golem. What is the purpose? What is the message of the Golem for us today in our journey through time and place to come to the times of Mashiach? There are two messages. There's a message to remember the Kohen Gadol who goes into the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol lives in Yerushalayim. But there's another message of the Degolim. It represents Yaakov Avinu traveling to the Me'oras HaMachpela, to Hebron. The Degolim remind us of two cities in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim and Hebron. Mitzad Echad, the Degolim that were colored with the stones on the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is the Balabos of the Beis HaMikdash. L'shichnoi Sidrishu Uvasa Shama. What is Shama? Where are you seeking out to go? What's the Shama? Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Mitzad Sheni, Yaakov Avinu, when I die, you know where you're taking me? A direct flight to Hebron. Don't stop off in Yerushalayim on the way to Hebron. You go straight to Hebron. That's where you go, you take me. And this is how you're going to arrange yourself. Hebron. What is the difference between Hebron and Yerushalayim? Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita, he has a beautiful chidushim on the difference between the two. And someone of his Talmidim actually took just a few lines of his chidushim and made it into an entire sefer. And he explains that Yerushalayim and Hebron are twin cities. I call them twin cities, but they are two sides of one coin. You cannot separate Yerushalayim from Hebron, and you cannot separate Hebron from Yerushalayim. Each one is tolui zeh bozeh. And the gist of his explanation is Yerushalayim represents the revelation of Hashem to the entire world. Hebron represents Hashem's hidden hashkocha pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself in ruling this world. Hebron is a cemetery. There are caves. The avos are tamun, they're hidden. You go to Hebron, there's no glitter. It doesn't say asara nisim. There were 10 miracles that happened in Hebron. There's no miracle in Hebron. Hebron is a cemetery. In Hebron is tamun, the avos hakedoshim. Hebron, it represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Imoy Anoichi Bitsara. It is bedrock. It is the Shoresh, the Makom in Eretz Yisrael that is indestructible. Why is it indestructible? Because the entire nature of Hebron is the hidden nature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there behind the scenes, whether you see him or not. The Avos HaKedoshim, they're buried there. They're Tamon. They're the Kedusha. They're the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael. It's the hiddenness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is indestructible. Yerushalayim represents the Gilui Shechina, the revelation of Hashem. When Hashem is revealed, it's very sensitive. If we don't behave, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he disappears. He goes away. It's susceptible to Churban, but it represents the revelation. When we travel in Golos, we travel with the Degolim. Our flag is a reminder that sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam is Benigle, is in Yerushalayim. It's the stone of the Kohen Gadol that goes into the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah. The Makom of Hashuas HaShechina, the Makom of Asara Nisim, continuous miracles, and sometimes our flag, it represents Hebron. Hashem is hiding. We're not deserving of open miracles. But just because we're not witnessing open miracles, Hashem is there. Hashem is Tamun, as the Avos are Tamun in Hebron. In the Me'oras Machpelah, it's the bedrock of Klal Yisrael. Hashem is always there. Our journey in Golus is Chevron and Yerushalayim, the Hanhoga of Ribbono Shel Olam b'Nigla u'v'Nistra. This is the Degel of Klal Yisrael as they travel in Golus. Right, you know, let's leave it with that. I'll leave it with that. I told you the three ideas. Let's leave it with that. Let's leave it with that point. Let's go to another idea. The Degolim, in the Degolim, we learned the Chumash. We learned the Chumash here. We came across something very interesting. We came across a very unique translation of the word Degel in the Targum. The Targum, when it describes the word Degel, he uses the word takes. The word takes. And this word takes for a flag is found elsewhere in Chumash in reference to Yosef and Paro when they readied their chariot. Vayesor es richbo. They prepared, they readied, they hitched their chariot to the horses. And there the Targum uses this word of takes in its correct grammatical form to explain the translation of vayesor is takes. So what does that mean? Does the word takes mean a flag? Or does the word takes mean to prepare, to ready? And the answer is, it's the same word. It's the same concept. What is the common denominator between readying your chariot and a flag? The common denominator is, as Rashi really says explicitly, is seder, sidur, an arrangement. When Klai Yisrael traveled in the desert, degel machane dan, from the Targum, it could very well be that the Targum disagrees with Rashi. Rashi and all the Mefarshim seem to learn that the word degel is a physical object that you put on a pole, and it's high in the sky, and it has color, it has letters. Ibn Ezra says it had symbols, there was a logo. That's how most Mefarshim learn. But you can argue very strongly that the Targum disagrees. And he learns the Degel is not a physical object. Degel means an arrangement, a sidur. The Degel Machane Don, the arrangement of Don was on the north. Degel does not necessarily mean an object you hold up high. It means a configuration, a sidur. When Yosef went to go greet his father, Vayesor es richbo, he was misader. He arranged. He put everything in proper place. He filled up the limousine with gasoline, with diesel, whatever he needed. He put in some food into the trunk. He made sure he changed the oil. He brought it in. He got his license renewed and his registration, put on new stickers. Everything was up to date. Took the car for a wash. He was misader. Vayesor es richbo, he made all of the arrangements. Sidur. Just like here, Degel Machane Don, it's an arrangement, it's a configuration. Put that thought aside for a moment. There's a beautiful chazal that tells us that the word Gemara, Gimel Mem Resh Aleph, a Daf Gemara. Who doesn't learn a Daf Gemara? Everything that we learn is all rooted in the Gemara. Okay, we don't learn Gemara here in the Shir, but everything is all in the Gemara. We say the Mamari Chazal, the old Mamari Chazal, the Gemara, the Rashi is all Gemara. Everything really comes from the Gemara. We call the Gemara. Gemara, we all know, is Rashi Tevois. Gavriel, Gimel is Gavriel, Mem is Michael, Resh is Rifael, and Aleph is Oriel. Mimini, Michael, Umismoili, Gavriel, Umilifonai, Oriel, Umeachorai, Rifael, Vial Roishi, Shchinasel. Beshem Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Mimini, Michael, Smoili, Gavriel, Umismoili, Oriel, Meachorai, Rifael. four malachim guarding us wherever we go. Gemara, what are the malachim that guard us to survive? Are they angels? Well, we have emunah, they are angels. But not everyone is a mystic. Not everyone is able to see the malachim. When you come home from shul Friday night, you see the malachim. I don't see the malachim, but we have emunah, there are malachim there. So what do we ordinary people do to really take hold of this chazal? A daf gemara! The daf gemara is what protects us. Torah is megin be'idna, v'shloi be'idna, Torah is our guide. The Gemara are the Aram Alochim. It tells us what to do, it protects us. It's everything. The Gemara is our Degel. But you know what else is our Degel? Degel also means the Siddur. The Siddur. This book right here. This is our Degel. Klal Yisrael, we travel in Golos. We have two Degel. We have the Siddur and the Daf Gemara. Torah v'avod. Every Jew, mitchiloso v'ad soifo, is rooted in the words of Torah and Tefillah. Torah, this is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah u'Tefillah. To learn Hashem's Torah and to daven to Hashem. This is the Degel of Klal Yisrael. Degel is Takes. Takes means it's our Sidur, our arrangement, our configuration. It's not for nothing that the book of prayers is called a Sidur. It puts our whole life in perspective. There are a lot of things in the Siddur we'll never say, but we don't feel comfortable if they're not there. Because just being in this book, just being in the book, even if we're not going to say it, it's comforting. Because it captures our life. This is who we are. Do I want to say Hatovas Chalayim? Not really, but it's here. Do I want to say Parsh the Yoitzrais of Parshas Parah? Not really. I'm not a Yoitzrais type of guy. But I'm very comforted that the Yoitzrais of Parshas Parah are here. It's all here. This is who we are. This is the Degel of Klal Yisrael. Its Degel is a takes. What is a takes? How do you translate? It means an arrangement, a sidur. What is a dogma of a sidur in life for all of us? The prayer book, the Koyach HaTzvila. What else is our Degel? Yaakov Avinu, we traveled with four groups. A group in front, a group on the left, on the right, in the back. Four groups. And Chazal say the four groups correspond lemata, lemaila, they correspond to mimini, michoel, mismoili, garvil, mufnai, oriel, v'amachorai, refoel. Our degolim correspond to the malachim and shemayim. And the malachim and shemayim spell gemara. The degel of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. The Torah which the practical application of the Mesorah is the Daf Gemara. It's the Siddur and the Daf Gemara that has guided Klal Yisrael, has guaranteed their survival for 2,000 years. These are our Degolim. Let's go to another idea, another quick idea. In the Daf Yom, we just learned an amazing halacha. 2 days ago, a day ago, I don't remember. The Gemara contrasts the melacha of koisev to the melacha of moichik, of erasing. And the Gemara says, the melacha of erasing is much more chomor than the melacha of writing. The only time a person can write, if to be chayiv for melacha deraisa, is if you write two letters. You have to write A and B, aleph base. If you only write one letter, potur, you got to write two letters. But the melacha of mechika is much more sensitive. If you erase one letter, and it's possible in that one letter to write two letters, you're already chayef. Almost every letter is like that, because every letter you could write two yuds. If you write a letter, you write a fancy letter, a big letter, a lamet. It's a big letter, lamet. Letter pei, letter. There are a lot of letters that are very big letters. You got to write one letter, even though in this one letter you can maybe squeeze in three, four letters. Sorry. Two letters, otherwise go home. When you erase, if you erase one letter, and in that space of one letter you could write now two letters, you can write two little yuds, yechayef. Mechika is more chomer than ksiva. What's the musa haskel in that var? There's a musa haskel. It's very easy. People very often, unfortunately, they're mevatel. They read it, they hear about a person, oh, he's a celebrity, and they're very quick to knock him off. So why don't you make something out of yourself? If everyone is no good, so why don't you do better? You try. Let's see what you can do. Very quick to criticize. This person, he's no good. And you can do better? Really, you could, if you were put in this position, you think you would be better than him? Chazal say, mechika, don't be quick to erase. When a person or a institution or a work, an act of labor is present, don't destroy it. Even destroying a little bit, Yechayef. To build, we're not giving you credit until you build something substantial. But to erase, watch out. Watch out. Don't fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara and erase. Just be mevatel. Erasing is more chomor than building. Don't be swift to be mevatel the accomplishments of someone else. In this week's parasha, at the end of the parasha, the Torah goes into minute detail in how they disassembled the Mishkan. You take apart this, and you first cover it with this cloth. And then you cover it with this cloth. And then you do this. Then you do this, and then you cover it. But this time, don't do this cloth, do the other way around. The last aliyah of the parasha goes into very minute detail how to disassemble something. Yet, when the Torah describes the building of the Mishkan, it just says, they did this, A, B, C, D. It's done. One, two, three. Normally, just when you build a sukkah, I don't know about you, it takes me a very long time to put up the sukkah. Take it down much faster, much faster. Yet when the Torah describes the building of the Mishkan, shocking. The Torah goes into much more detail, much more precision, how to take it down than how to build. What are you talking about? When it comes to take down the sukkah, it's done in a second. One, two, three. Demolition crew, they come, the demolition crews are amazing. They always get the job done in record time. You ever noticed that in construction? Demolition is amazing. They are efficient. One, two, three, the whole thing is, the whole structure is gone before you can blink. But when it comes to build, forget it. Years, decades until you can put up something that works, that actually is functional. Yet the Torah is just the opposite. The Torah is giving us powerful Musar. And the Musar is, don't be so quick to demolish. A lot of people work very hard. They mean well. They accomplish. Give them their space. Have respect. Don't just come along and you turn your nose to be mevatel a person's toil, amelus, yigia, to achieve, to accomplish, to be native, to do good for society. Everyone now is going crazy. Everyone's going meshuggah now. I mean, for good reason. For good reason. Many people are suffering from poverty and from uncertainty. What's going to be in the future? And quarantine fatigue. And the yetzahara to be mevatel is very, very great. It's very real. And the Musa Haskel, the Parsha is, look how much effort the Ribbono Shel Olam devoted to taking something apart. And look how little devotion, how little mention Hashem goes into describing the details of putting things together. You just put it together. Do A, B, C, D, and you're done. Taking apart, no. You're taking it apart. Uh-huh. You got to make sure you cover it like this and like this and like this. And this is different and that's different. Moichek is more chomer than koisef. Last idea, Rabbi Yisrael, last idea, it's Mocher Chodesh. Mocher Chodesh, we learn Haftorah of Yehoinasan. Why do we learn the story of Yehoinasan and David regarding Rosh Chodesh? I want to tell you a very short idea, which I think says a lot about Rosh Chodesh. When Hashem created the world, how many luminaries were there? The Shnei Hama'oirois HaGedoylim. There was the Shemesh and the Yireach. And the Yireach said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ein Shnei Milochim Mishamshim B'Keser Echad. And what happened? Hashem said, you complaining, Ein Shnei Milochim L'chi U'ma'atiyas Atzmeich. Humble yourself, lower yourself to the sun. The Levana, Rosh Chodesh, is the Levana. Hashem was mefada, so the Levana was very, it's not fair. Ribbono Shel Olam, ze lo fair. I say a good argument and yeah, I have to be the one who suffers. So Hashem says, you're right. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mefayis the Levana by giving the Levana, by making the Levana Klal Yisrael, we account our Chodoshim based on the lunar calendar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Levana the stars, the whole long Gemara, but part of the appeasement, part, not the complete appeasement, was the Levana represents Rosh Chodesh. David was not really meant to be the Melech. The heir to the throne was who? Yehoinasan. Shaul was the anointed. He was the Mashiach Hashem. Make no mistake about it. Shemuel anointed Shaul as the first melech in Klal Yisrael. I know you'll tell me there's a pasuk, Lo Yosu Shevim Yehuda. It's a kasha. But who was the first melech? The facts speak for themselves. Shaul. Who's the heir to the throne? Yehoinasan. Now there's a problem. Hashem said, Shaul, the Malchus, is going to be taken away from you. It's going to be given to David. But what about Yehoinasan? Yehoinasan and David represent the Shemesh and the Yoreach. The Shnei Hama'orois HaGidoylim. Yehoinasan should have been the Melech. He was deserving. He was the child of Shlomo HaMelech. He's the Ben HaMelech. But Hashem said, you know, there's another Melech, David. There's a conflict. Ein Shnei Melochim Mishamshim B'Keser Echad. And what did Yehoinasan do? He was Mimayit Es Atzmeich. Yehoina's son was mevatel himself to David. The Haftorah is shocking. That Yehoina's son, in the words of the Haftorah, how he embraces David, they make a bris, and Yehoina's son is mekabel, that even though I am the heir to the throne, I'm memayet, I'm mevatel myself to you, David, you're going to be the new melech in Klal Yisrael. The malchus of David is built, the foundation of the malchus of David is built on a foundation of lechi mimahit es atzmech, of Yehoinason. Yehoinason is the shoresh of the malchus of David. The humility, the will to submit, this is the shoresh of David. David's malchus is not just David. David's malchus is lechi umi'atech es atzmech. Not by David, by Yehoina's son. Klal Yisrael counts, follows the Levana. The Levana is the malchus. The Levana was the one that was memayed itself to the Shemesh. That's the malchus. David is the melech built on a foundation of Yehoina's son being memayed itself. This is why this Haftorah is so appropriate to reflect upon Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is about the Levana. The Levana was might itself. Levana represents the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. Dayom, it's Kabbalah's Hashchina. It represents Malchusa de Ara, Kein Malchusa de Rakia. There's a parallel to the Hashuas Hashchina and the Malchus of David, but it's built upon this principle. And there's no Shabbos in the year when we can dwell upon the Midah of humility, L'chi Mimaitis Atzmeich, like the Shabbos. Again, the Shabbos, we have all of these beautiful things coming together. Tremendous. Samachti Bo'imrim Li Beis Hashem Nelech. David said, Samachti, I rejoice when they said, Beis Hashem Nelech. You can go back to shul. And even if you can't go back to shul, you're all going to want to hear what happened. You all want to hear, Ma Kora. Look at it like Noach. He opens up the chaloin and he's sending out the oirev. Is it safe? Have the waters subsided? Samachti ba'oimim li beis Hashem nelech. On the zman of humility, lechi mimahit es atzmech, Yehoina's son submits to David. On a Shabbos of chavivos, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tselem Kol Zman HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he shows the Chavivos, he counts Klal Yisrael. A Shabbos of Chavivos. It's the Shabbos Lefnei Matan Torah. Kimsois Choson Al Kala Kein Yosis Alayich Elokoyich. Chazal say that last Shabbos we lay in Bichukoisai the Toichacha. So that this Shabbos, Tochel Shana, Ubir Choyseh. May we be Zoicha indeed, the Shabbos should usher in special, unique, a Shefa, an abundance of Barucha for Klal Yisrael, for everyone here in the Shir, for your Mishpachos, for your chaverim, for Klal Yisrael and a Yeshua for the world. We should be zoiche to Yeshua's nechomais to mekabel pnei melech ha-mashiach tzedkenu b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos.